The caravan itself is festive, a camping car from the 1980s, decorated, multicolored, predominantly pink. The mood is festive, but it's not all fun and games. Mohammed Al-Rumi, the Paris-based Syrian photographer who brought together the 24 artists who'll take part in the caravan throughout the summer, says artists have a role to play in the Syrian conflict. They can put a human face on what's shown on the news.
90% des Syriens n'ont pas des armes en main.
90% of Syrians are not armed, he says, but they're ignored.
Et là, on montre que le peuple syrien...
This caravan is to show the Syrian people. They're the ones we should be paying attention to, he says. The Syrian people include Amar Abdrabo, another Paris-based photographer. Since the start of the Syrian revolution, he's gone several times to take photos in Aleppo in the north of the country. His photos are street scenes, little to do with war.
It's part of the resistance. I mean, how do you deal with your kids? How do you deal with your family, with food, when there is no electricity, there's no water?
Abdrabo and most other artists involved in this project are Syrians living in exile in Europe. He says being an artist in Syria has never been easy. For 4 decades, artists worked at the whim of the government.
In Syria, a photo would take you to jail.
Today, even in the parts of Syria no longer under the control of the regime, artists still struggle.
With the chaos, art is unfortunately not a priority.
As a result, many have left, like Khulud Al-Skayar, who came to France 3 years ago, a painter and a poet. She says she was not free in Syria before the revolution. If an artist wants to put on a show, she says, they need to get permission from the regime. Same thing for a poet who wants to give a reading. She and the other artists say that the revolution has changed the situation a bit.
I think we are more free now.
Ali Kaf is a visual artist based in Berlin.
Every Syrian, I think, that he lived there or outside Syria, we had pressure and weight from this regime. We was not really free. And now we are in different reality.
You see, even in Aleppo, for instance, on the walls, people paint, people do graffitis, video paintings, etc.
Amar Abdrabo points to work by Tamam Mazan that's hanging up near the caravan. Mazan, who works out of Dubai, has a series called the Syrian Museum. He takes famous works of art.
Great artists like Goya or Matisse, and he put them in a Syrian street scene or a destroyed building of Aleppo.
In one, the Mona Lisa is superimposed on the corner of a photo of a destroyed market.
He integrated very well the portrait that everybody knows in this street scene that is the daily life of millions of Syrians.
So it's completely destroyed and she's sitting there looking at us peacefully.
Exactly, yeah. So it means a lot of things. It means the way we, people who are not inside Syria, the Western world, are just sitting quietly while the country is being destroyed. Maybe there's another one we can also look at.
Another image superimposes a Matisse painting, La Danse, of 5 women dancing in a circle onto a photo of rubble.
It says a lot. Are we dancing on this? Are we ignoring the suffering of the Syrians? Are we enjoying the beauty of the scene without thinking of what is behind, etc.? So I think it raises a lot of questions.
Mohammed Al-Rumi is heartened by what he sees as an artistic revival coming out of Syria. This, he says, is the real revolution. The revolution has unleashed a certain artistic freedom, he says, and this shows that it's accomplished something. The revolution hasn't been won militarily, he says, but in the street people are asking for freedom and democracy. That, he says, is difficult to rip out of their hearts. That said, can art change the course of history?
I'm not sure. You know, I hope it can.
No, art can definitely not change the politic or the reality, but art can give us some human answer and hope.
It definitely can bring light on some aspect that people don't see usually. But does it change the world? I'm not sure. I mean, did Guernica stop the Spanish War? I'm not sure, but we still talk about Guernica 70 years later, so it wasn't not important. It's very important, I think, to show Syrian art today.
The Syrian Cultural Caravan will be doing just that, touring France, Italy, and Germany through the end of August. For RFI, I'm Sarah Elsis.